Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to leave it. We'll be reminded of some things. We'll find out what Jack Jackson and some others like. We'll get crazy, with a K, and hear from some rascals. On last week's show, we had some songs about leaving, as in physically moving from one place to another. Now, there are lots of different meanings for the verb to leave, and here are some rapidly rotating records about leaving in a different sense, beginning with the Hi-Hatters.
If I rhyme cottage small with the words kiss and bliss, then would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I use a line like wedding in June, would you agree to help me with a tune? For the punch, suppose I'd add baby smiles, mom and dad, would I be wrong, or would you say leave it that way?
Whenever I'm with you, I never can say what I've lost. planet can say there's someone somewhere. Drift with the stream until you capture your dream. The thrill you made up your mind, someday you'd find with someone somewhere. Others hitch their wagons to a star in the sky. You needn't try. Love's the only guide for you. Don't let it go by, or it may die. Stars up above won't heed you. Leave it to love to lead you. You can't go wrong. Soon you'll belong to someone.
There was a 1948 song called Leave It to Love, written by Irving Sathmary and Lee Burke, which was sung by Perry Como and whistled at the beginning of each episode of Richard Diamond, Private Detective, on radio. But that wasn't it. We just heard the 1923 Leave It to Love, written by George and Ira Gershwin, which was cut from the show Lady Be Good. It was performed there by Carol Gibbons in the Savoy Hotel Orpheans on May 7, 1936, and the vocalist was Brian Lawrence. Before that, it was the Victor Light Opera Company and a medley of gems from Leave It to Jane. Leave It to Jane is a two-act musical with music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Guy Bolton and P.G. Woodhouse, based on the 1904 play College Widow by George Ade. It opened at the Longacre Theater on March 29, 1917, and you had 167 chances to see it. Some of the songs from the show that were in that medley were The Crickets Are Calling, The Sun Shines Brighter, and The Siren's Song. We started the show with the Hi-Hatters and Leave It That Way from March 18, 1930. Fred Fisher composed the music, and the Andy Rice lyrics were sung there by Frank Luther. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Several weeks ago, I had a question from listener Edgar about the vocalist on the Dorsey Brothers version of She Reminds Me of You. Well, here's that record as part of a reminder set. See if you know who the vocalist is.
Like you, the pretty little things just the way you do. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. She pouts like you, she doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. Time and time I called her by your name, and our love I never have denied. But she said if I loved her half as much as I loved you, she'd be satisfied. She sighs like you, cries like you, May she never tell those little lies like you, for I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you.
those nights when you were mine. Though sunlight reminds me you're gone, the moonlight repays me for hours I sit and pine, and teardrops that greet me at dawn. The day may be long, but when the moon smiles above, the evening sings me a song about the one that I love. The heartache at daybreak is all forgotten too, when moonlight reminds me of you.
Thank you.
Johnny Hemp's Kentucky Serenaders, June 28, 1926, and Roses Remind Me of You. Or as vocalist Franklin Bauer trilled, Roses Remind Me of You. This Roses Remind Me of You was composed by Al Sherman and Joe Burke with lyrics by Benny Davis, and is not to be confused with the 1910 Roses Remind Me of You written by Charlotte Blake. Charlotte Blake was born May 30, 1885 in Ohio, and from 1903 to 1912 was a staff writer for Jerome H. Remick. She composed more than 35 titles, including rags, novelettes, and waltzes, including Love Ain't Lichen, Lichen Ain't Love, Boogeyman, A Creep Mouse Fun, and The Missouri Mule March. I'll have to see if I can find some recordings of any of her songs. Before Roses Remind Me of You, it was The Moonlight Reminds Me of You. That was the Golden Gate Orchestra with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on a Harmony 78 waxed April 17, 1930. The words were written by Gus Kahn, but the melody was written by Helen Crawford, who was the wife of theater organist Jesse Crawford, and in fact Jesse and Helen also recorded The Moonlight Reminds Me of You. That was preceded by The Voice That Had Them Fainting, Rudy Valley, with I'll Be Reminded of You, written by Ed Heyman and Ken Smith. That recording is from October 28, 1929. And we began that reminder set with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and She Walks Like You, She Talks Like You, She Reminds Me of You. That Vocalion 78 was recorded March 14, 1934, the day after Bing recorded his version, which became a big hit. Not so much for the Dorseys. She Reminds Me of You was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel, and the vocalist was... That's right, Don Mattison, who played trombone in the band. Now, among the things I like is music of the 20s and 30s. If you're listening to this show, it's a safe bet that you do too. But Jack Jackson likes to go back in the evening, and here he is to tell us about it.
Thank you. A handsome man with one wondrous charm should want to hold me tightly in his arms, I'm gonna do it. If I like it, and I do.
Oh, that 17-year-old Mary Green, defiant, doing whatever she pleases, like holding hands. Scandalous. Oh, the kids these days. Well, in this case, these days was December of 1920, with Marian Harris singing I'm Gonna Do It If I Like It. I'm Gonna Do It If I Like It was written by Irving Berlin and was also recorded by Billy Jones and Ernest Hare before they became the Happiness Boys. Before Marian Harris was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with As I Like It from an OK 78 waxed in Kansas City around May 14, 1925. As I Like It was written by Benny Moten and Thamon Hayes, who played trombone in the band. We started off that likable set with Jack Jackson and his orchestra with I Like to Go Back in the Evening. The vocal trio on that September 11, 1933 recording was Fred Latham and two others who weren't so fortunate as to be identified. I Like to Go Back in the Evening was written by Richard W. Pasco, Clarence Williams, who also recorded it, by the way, and Harold O'Reilly Clint. Now, one of the reasons I enjoy doing this show so much is that in researching the songs, artists, composers, and lyricists, I find out interesting and obscure stuff, which I try to pass along. In this case, I found out that Harold O'Reilly Clint was born in Smith Falls, Ontario, Canada, on September 20th, 1900, and was educated at Smith Falls Collegiate Institute and the Toronto Conservatory. He came to the U.S. in 1920 and became a citizen in 1926. From 1920 to 1931, he was accompanist for the Wolverine Four, and he also wrote and directed radio programs and had his own music publishing company. Now, Michiganian, Michigander, Michiganer, and Michiganite are all valid terms for residents of Michigan, and if you're one of those, you may think that the state song of Michigan is Michigan, My Michigan, which was written by William Otto Meisner and Douglas M. Malick, and which is sung to the tune of O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum. You might think it's the state song because it gets a lot of exposure, but it's not quite. An official song of the state of Michigan is My Michigan, which was composed by, that's right, Harold O'Reilly Clint. The lyrics to My Michigan were written by Giles Kavanaugh, and it was adopted by the Michigan legislature as the official song of the state on March 3, 1937. On May 21st, however, the legislature changed the resolution to make My Michigan an official song, but there is no other official song. Anyway, another interesting note is that lyricist Giles Kavanaugh was the father of Michigan Supreme Court Justice, the Honorable Thomas Giles Kavanaugh. Not that that had anything whatsoever to do with the song being adopted by the legislature, mind you. Listener Will, in addition to being a fan of this show, is a fan of Crazy Cat, spelled with K's, naturally, the comic strip character created by cartoonist George Harriman. Crazy Cat first appeared in the New York Evening Journal, owned by William Randolph Hearst, in 1913 and ran in Hearst papers until 1944. Crazy Cat first became animated in 1916, and various studios brought Crazy Cat to the screen through 1964. Listener Will is on a quest to secure a copy of the sheet music to the Crazy Cat rag and asked if there's a recording of it. If there is one, I couldn't find it, but I do have a couple of versions of Crazy Cat, the first by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. Thank you.
tattoo tune. Yes, tattoo tune. If you want to learn it, here's your lesson in love. Hands behind your back, walk up and down. Throw up your knees and turn around. Now shake them shoulders, boy, and how. Start doing that tap meow. Now make a funny face like this. Start doing that kick. First you wobble, then you. Then you squat and holler. Now then you doing that dance you call a crazy jazz.
Well, there you have a couple of interpretations of the Frank Trumbauer Chauncey Morehouse composition, Crazy Cat. We just heard Sam Wooding, Isu's Chocolate Kitties from a Parlophone 78 recorded in Barcelona, Spain in July of 1929, and their version. Sam Wooding and his orchestra were a New York jazz band founded by pianist Sam Wooding in the early 20s. They played the vaudeville circuit and at venues including The Nest and the Club Alabama. But in 1925, they toured Europe for about a year with the new musical review, Chocolate Kitties. They continued touring all over Europe on their own, and in 1927 took the act to South America. After a brief stop back in the U.S., it was off to Europe again until they broke up in Belgium in 1931. The following year, Wooding returned to the U.S. and reformed the band until 1935, when he left to pursue a master's in music from the University of Pennsylvania. We started the set with the composer's own rendition of Crazy Cat. That was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, September 28, 1927, with Bick Spiderbeck on cornet. In between the Crazy Cats, it was Benny Carter and the Chocolate Dandies with Crazy Capers, also spelled with K's, of course. That recording is from October 10, 1933, and Crazy Capers was written by Benny Carter. Warner Brothers Archive just released a 5-DVD set of the MGM Our Gang shorts. The Our Gang series started at the Hal Roach Studios in the 1920s and was bought by MGM in the early 40s. When Our Gang was sold to television, it was renamed The Little Rascals. But here's a set of rapidly rotating records by some other rascals.
Thank you. Give me a horse, a great big horse, and give me a buckaroo, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Oh, give me a ranch, a big pair of bands, and give me a Stetson too, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me the wide open spaces, for I'm just like a prairie flower, growing wilder every hour. Oh, give me a moon, a prairie moon, and give me a gal what's true, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Fine time down here, boy.
Way out west where men are men and women are very sweet, that's where I want to be. That's where I'm gonna be. Yes. Way out west, just once again, where happiness is complete, there's just one thing I miss. And it is this. Oh, I never could sing a high-class thing, good music I never knew, but I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Oh, I never could dance, cause when I dance, I ruin the ladies' shoes, but I can
wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. It's just a gift on the prairie.
Well,
you shout it when a bad man jigs. It's very good for calling pigs. I never could speak a word of Greek. I never could boop boop a doo, but I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Howdy, man.
Sounding very much like the Hoosier Hotshots, that was the Rhythm Rascals and Wahoo, written by Cliff Friend. The Rhythm Rascals was a pseudonym on the British Crown label for Jay Wilbur and his band. Jay Wilbur's real name, in turn, was Wilbur Blinko. That was recorded May 25th, 1936, and was preceded by the Alabama Rascals and Ruckus Juice Shuffle from a Perfect 78 wax March 30th, 1932. The Alabama Rascals was a seven-piece band led by trombonist Roy Palmer, which also went by the name Memphis Nighthawks, and which included Jimmy Bertrand on washboard and Big Bill Brunzi on fiddle. We began that rascal set with Bora Minovich and his harmonica rascals with a novelty abridgment of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue from January 11, 1933, and that's all I'm going to say about that one. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.